Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 1. The Eternal Blessing of the Triune God through the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity into us for the accomplishing of His Divine Economy. Wednesday, Related Verses, Numbers 6, 25 through 27. Jehovah make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put My name upon the children of Israel, that I Myself may bless them. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Because the God who said, Out of darkness light shall shine, is the One who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:10. But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ. Hebrews 1:3. Who, being the effulgence of His glory and the impress of His substance, and upholding and bearing all things by the word of His power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Matthew 17:1-2. And after 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and John His brother, and brought them up to a high mountain privately. And He was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His garments became as white as the light. Related Reading. The third part of this blessing says, Jehovah lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6:26. In the blessing in number 6, we have both the face and the countenance, and there is a difference between them. The face denotes the presence of the person, and the countenance denotes the expression of the person. To lift up your countenance upon a person means that you confirm, assure, promise, and give everything to that person. Jesus came as the face of God, and the Holy Spirit comes as the countenance of God. Ephesians 4:30 says, Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. If we grieve Him, His countenance will drop. If we obey Him, He will be happy with us, and He will lift up His countenance to confirm us, assure us, guarantee us, promise us, and give us everything. The Father blesses, the Son shines, and the Holy Spirit lifts up His countenance. When the Triune God is dispensed into us, we have the face of the Triune God and also His countenance. He is happy with us, assuring us, confirming us, guaranteeing us, promising us, and giving us everything. Eventually, we are kept in the Triune God, and the Triune God becomes grace to us every day, and we have peace. In Numbers 6, 23 through 26, there is no mention of material blessing. In these verses, the Lord did not tell the children of Israel that He would bring them into the good land, that He would give each one of them a portion of the land, that He would keep them from famine and give them rain, that He would protect them from their enemies, and that He would cause them to flourish. The blessing here is not of such a nature. What then is the blessing in number 6? This blessing is the Triune God in His person, as the Father, as the Son, and as the Spirit. In the Father we receive the blessing and are kept in the Triune God. In the Son we receive God's presence and enjoy Him as grace. In the Holy Spirit God's countenance is over us and we enjoy peace day and night. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The blessing here is actually the same as that in Numbers 6:23 through 26. The grace of the Lord is the Lord Himself as life to us for our enjoyment. The love of God is God Himself as the source of the grace of the Lord. And the fellowship of the Spirit is the Spirit Himself as the transmission of the grace of the Lord with the love of God for our participation. In both Numbers 6:23 through 26 and 2 Corinthians 13:14, the blessing is not outward and material. The blessing here is not a matter of an excellent job, a nice house, a high education, and a good family life. Furthermore, this blessing is not related to having any kind of position in the church. Sometimes when we consider our situation, we may be disappointed and feel that we do not have anything. It may seem to us that everything under the sun, and even everything in the spiritual field, is vanity of vanities. We may feel that nothing is real, not even in the church life. What should we do when we feel this way? We should turn to the triune God. He is our real blessing and portion. What a blessing it is to have Him as the blessing. What a blessing it is to have His face, His presence, and to enjoy Him daily as grace. What a blessing it is to have His countenance smiling upon us, assuring us, and confirming us. And what a blessing it is to have peace in Him, by Him, and with Him. This is the triune God as our blessing. Oh, may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.